And things are getting strange.
Good place to remember, come back to, is we know who we are, we know what we want to do,
go ahead. And what we are doing.
Yeah.
Most people, that is everything, right? Like if they know, if they knew who they were, and they were doing, pursuing the things they wanted, and they doing the work they wanted to do, that would be enough. We have the time. Yep, we have the time we need and want. We have everything. Jazz vocalist that lived in New York, and they were saying that, I don't remember why they even mentioned it, but they were saying that there's a cabin in the woods. woods in their future, and they were saying that, but they're not. But they have to be careful of the timing of when they go to their cabin in the woods, because when they go there, they're never coming out.
That's good. No one actually, like, I resonate with that right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm like, have I reached some sort of apex in my life where I'm suddenly just like,
I'm done.
I'm done. I'm staying inside and I don't need to go out anymore. Well, I've had my fill of you know, of the city
people.
Life and,
traveling and everything else. And I'm just ready to be like, here's my cabin in the woods. Yeah. No, I've thought about that too recently. And maybe that's, and I've thought about like, is that the place we're in? And that's why it's such a strange place, is we have this, maybe we have actually had a massive internal shift. We don't know it. We're still clinging to what
was
always there.
Yeah.
But that's, maybe what we're clinging to is,
like, it feels like perhaps there has been a paradigm shift within.
Yeah.
And now we suddenly are craving this rest that we know not of,
right.
This rest and quiet and solitude, and
something we always left the city to go find.
Yeah,
in Colorado or in Washington. We always went and found it for a couple hours.
Yeah,
know,
in Colorado in the mountains and
go camping or hiking all the time. You know, and in Washington, you know, going to the sound.
Mm-hmm.
There's much hiking.
No, we did, but we did take road trips into the
Columbia or go up into the
Mount
Rainier, different things like that to escape the city. We've done that, and it feels like it's not enough.
Yeah,
and it feels like I might be done with escaping and just ready to move on.
Live streaming, you know. Come on now.
Yeah. I mean, I did used to do the remote teaching thing. Video, you know.
Yeah.
I never liked doing that. It's kind of weird.
Sure, but I it feels scary. It feels frightening because it's like, who are we?
Yeah, you let go of everything you've ever known. The way you've lived. If you choose to do that.
Yeah.
The good news is you can always be like, this sucks. I'm not gonna do it right now. It doesn't have to be permanent.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. Like I said today, was has there been an internal
a shift?
Shift within. it's so different from what we've known.
Well, it feels too like a part of it is not is like thrust upon you by the what's going on around us in the country and in the world.
True.
And I don't want anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it makes me think, well, I just want to go live somewhere on my own, away from the crazy people, And you can't escape this kind of thing, though, you know, like we've told other people.
Yeah.
But you can live apart from it. Saying that it's more important now than ever to find yourself rooted in being a part of the kingdom of God and not this world. And that's always been the case, but you know, we tend to, especially in this modern society, we tend to identify a lot with the world, actually, and with the ways in which the world operates, and we don't even realize it. And we're, as Christians, we're not part of this world, we're not part of this society, we're not part of this kingdom, we're not part of this anything. Mm-hmm. Scripture tells us that we're not, we're passerby, we're passing through.
Yeah, foreigners.
We're part of God's kingdom. Things are getting strange.
Yeah.
Around here.
We found these parts.
Real strange. And, you know, I don't have any fear about it, but I do feel like distancing myself from it. And I do feel the need to become more self-sufficient.
Me too.
And,
yeah, so do I.
Yeah. And not in the weird prepper sense, but just in the sense that I want to be self-sufficient. I want to be relying on the government
or
other, those kinds of things, mm-hmm. you know. I want to be able to take care of myself and my own family.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know who they are
mm-hmm.
these days, now more than ever. Mm-hmm. That's always been, I think, for a long time in modern society, that's been sort of like a ongoing struggle for people, just knowing who they are or whatever. But I think more so now, more than ever, people have no idea who they are. People are completely lost and disillusioned. They're delusioned.
Soon we'll be too.
it just shows you, though, how confused and lost people are. Yeah. And how they're reaching and grasping. And, I remember they used to call this the information age. It's actually the misinformation age, I think.
Most insane man.